Like Americans today, the Nazis introduced a variety of non-alcoholic beers and even produced some made from liquefied vegetables. In 1936, a certification system was instituted, designed to protect children from unsuitable drinks. Coca-Cola was declared one such beverage due to its sugar and additives. In fact, today's New Age issues echo aspects of National Socialism in the Third Reich. In addition to high-ranking Nazis' fascination with the occult, organic foods, herbs, and healing plants were all encouraged in Nazi Germany, along with a back-to-nature idealism and respect for rural life. From 1934 to 1937, the amount of land devoted to herbs and healing plants increased by more than a factor of 10, from 820 hectares to 3,896 hectares, noted Proctor. Cultivation was especially strong in the forests of Thuringia and north-central Germany, but every part of the country was involved. Popular magazines celebrated the importance of natural foods and drugs, and professional apothecaries took steps to evaluate the efficiency of medicinal herbs. Hitler advocated a vegetarian lifestyle. One may regret living at a period when it's impossible to form an idea of the shape the world of the future will assume. But there's one thing I can predict to eaters of meat: the world of the future will be vegetarian. Many Germans followed Hitler's dream of a meatless society. About 83,000 voluntarily participated in his vegetarian lifestyle program. But Hitler was also a consummate politician. Although he disdained both hunting and eating meat, he did not attempt to force his ideals on his followers for purely pragmatic reasons. Personally, I cannot see what possible pleasure can be derived from shooting. I have never fired at a hare in my life. I am neither poacher nor sportsman. But if I should exclude poachers from the party, we should lose the support of entire districts. In viewing the reality behind benign, if tyrannical, government efforts at social control, Robert N. Proctor correctly concluded, the Nazi campaign against tobacco and the whole grain bread operation are, in some sense, as fascist as the yellow stars worn to identify Jews and the death camps. Appreciating these complexities may open our eyes to the new kinds of continuities binding the past to the present. It may also allow us to better see how fascism triumphed in the first place.